time for you to sound off. Sound off.
You gotta be facing me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Keep going. Sound off.
Time for sound off. Before we get to sound off, before all you conservatives have a hissy, you're telling me that the drinking age was 18. Maybe I misunderstood that the drinking age for liquor was 21 and that Brett Kavanaugh could go merrily along with Tobin and Squee and have some skis. So I apologize. Now, sound off. 610-771-9705 is how you get in to the sound off line. You got something to say, you say it. I'm sure it was lighting up after yesterday's game, so let's get right to it.
I'm f***ing pissed about Doug Peterson, our Super Bowl winning coach. He f***ed us. It was 3rd and 3 inside the red zone at the end of the game. All we needed was 3 yards, and then we would have had 3 chances to get the ball into the end zone. And what did he do on 3rd down? He throws a pass into the end zone that has almost no chance of getting completed.
Well, 3rd and 3, I don't know if it's a running down either, so...
I'm ready for Foles to go back in, man. Between that game yesterday, that offensive line is going to get wiped. Kill! That secondary was horrible.
Come on, man. You're not ready for Foles to go in. Don't say such ridiculous things.
They're not getting enough chunk plays, and the defense is giving up entirely too many chunk plays. The secondary is playing like they played in the Super Bowl, and you can't win that way. I'm sorry. I don't know what Schwartz needs to do defensively to light a fire
behind
them guys behind, but something needs to be done.
I agree. I think that right now you got to make a change because you're not going to change your scheme.
I know the people are frustrated with this season, but we should probably be 0-4. We pulled out week 1, we pulled out week 3, and it was ugly week 2 and 4, along with 2 wins. But Carson Wentz is just getting his feet under him. He's got a vulnerable Vikings team coming up. Don't blame the defense.
Well, don't blame the defense. Each game is on its own merit. And the secondary killed them yesterday. And the pass rush really didn't get to the quarterback. So why wouldn't you blame the defense? What, is it against the law?
Fire James Franklin immediately. It's terrible. You call it run the ball.
Well, yeah. Listen, running the ball is a fine option if the ball is in McSorley's hands, where he's got a pass run look. It was a peculiar call because all game long they're letting McSorley make those plays.
Apparently, Mike, that was McSorley's call to hand it off. But the coach didn't want to throw him under the bus, and he shouldn't throw him under the bus. But apparently, there was supposed to be a pass run option there. Or a quarterback keep option there, and he chose to handle it because he thought it was open.
Bad decision.
Our offensive line let more people go through them. The turnstile at SEPTA. Seriously, I could go up to I-95 right now, take 4 orange pylons, and put them in front of Carson Wentz, and they would still do a better job than the 5 offensive linemen we got right now.
That's slight exaggeration, but the cones. The cones aren't mobile, but I get your point.
Sidney Jones is a top 10 talent before he got hurt. If he's 100%, there is no reason to not make some type of a change to play him on the outside a little more. Now, I'm not at practice to see them practice, but I watch the game and I see Jalen Mills get beat over and over again. Give Sidney Jones a chance on the outside.
Yeah, well, apparently, like, right now, he's currently not a top 10 talent. So you can't, like, project and say, well, you're a top 10 talent. But you got to measure on what he is right now. And does he look ready to you? I don't know. You're watching Sidney Jones play. Does he look like he's ready to start on a corner? I can't say that I see that.
I don't understand what's going on with this team other than the fact that I knew coming in that you were going to get every team defense's best effort because they're the defending champions. And then when you have a weak secondary in terms of your quarterback, and now with McLeod being out, you're going to have problems with this all year long.
Maybe. But again, if you want to isolate this game, despite all the stuff that went wrong, a veteran corner, a safety, should know that there's a guy coming in his zone.
Let me tell you something. If I see Ron Darby go for those low tackles one more time, I'm going to lose it. The guy can't tackle. He's worse than Asante Samuel. This guy misses tackles left and right. I'm tired of him.
Yeah, it's not his strength. So that's what you take with Ronald Darby. You take the 4-3 speed. Normally, the guys with 4-3 speed aren't killer tacklers. That's the way it usually works.
Oh, yeah, it's the overtime, and you've already stopped them twice. You know what you should do? You should go into this ridiculous prevent defense and play back into center field. Instead of just, you know, the same exact thing like a normal defense that stopped them the first two plays and the first two on the drive before. When you out-coach yourself, you're costing this team the game.
What prevent defense are you talking about? In overtime when they converted 3-4 downs?
You're talking about the 4th and 15 when they had the guys backed up. That was a good defense. Graham just didn't play.
It is a prevent. It should be a prevent defense. You got to make a play. You shouldn't be, like, up.
I need to go off on Jalen Mills, Darby, and Graham. Man, that second, everybody outside of Malcolm Jenkins. Graham, that big 4th and 15, just gives a wide open wide receiver to some scrub. Jalen Mills gets beat every play on the double move. All you got to do is throw a double move at them, and they're going to be wide open.
Well, I frustrated people on Sound Off today.
I take back Jalen Mills. He's not the only suspect corner in the secondary. Pretty much all of them are. Madden, Douglas, Garvey, Jones, and of course Mills. I'm like, I don't know. It's like the two games that they won, they had to hold on at the end to win.
They're 2-2. It's not good. They shouldn't have lost both road games, Tampa Bay and Tennessee. But the season's not over. It's possible that, you know, this is a good team. It's not a bad team. They've got to make a couple tweaks here, and they'll be fine, I think. The Minnesota game will define it for me. If they lose to Minnesota, then I go, wow, they're not as good as I thought.
What are you doing? You have a minute left to go. It's 1st and 10. You don't need to go for the end zone every time. It's not 1st and goal. Take it slow. There's no need to rush there. Now, in overtime, you're just going to let Carson keep getting hit and hit the whole game. 50 passes.
Yeah, I don't even know what you're talking about, because frankly, they didn't throw the ball to the end zone on a couple of those series where they should have.
Any observant fan of this team can watch television and know that the cornerbacks cannot cover and prevent defense the way that Schwartz set them up to. When it's 3rd and long and 4th and long, and you're about to win a football game, and you've just stopped the team twice playing normal nickel defense, you do not put the team 10 to 15 yards back and play prevent defense with subpar corners.
Well, of course you do. It's 4th and 15. You got to keep them back. You just have to react that a receiver comes in your area. That's the alignment wasn't wrong. The guy's thought process, the safety thought process was wrong. Close down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like them.
Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your Sound Off gets on.
See you later.